Yeah, they tryna add me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Getting Loser. It is your host with the most from coast to coast, always eating toast, Amari Stewart. And we are gathered here today with the loveliest, bestest, most sexy co-hosts ever.
Damn, we got
Miss Tara's World. And we've got Mr. Zach Clayton.
Hello.
Don't hate on us this episode. We're a little rusty. We haven't shot in like 2 weeks because we've just been world travelers. You know, Kylie put us on her jet and we just... can't say no to a Kylie trip anywhere. No, I'm just kidding. But we are filming two episodes today for you guys because we're just, we're a little behind. We've had a lot going on.
A lot, not really a lot, but a lot of drinking, you know, a lot of celebrations, birthdays.
June was
like
just
that.
Like the month for like destroying your liver. Anyways, summertime. We'll get into that in a second. But before, if you're new here, don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms. TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, at Get In Loser Pod. We love you guys. Let the games begin. All right. So I think what needs to happen first is, Zach, I think you need to talk about your 21st birthday party.
I was gone the whole time. Yeah, it was 12 days. I was gone the entire time.
I think the 12 days of Christmas?
The 12-day bender. 12 days of Zachness.
First off, that's just not even like right. Like a 12-day bender, I feel like that was far too much.
Oh, no, yeah.
And I didn't realize, like beforehand, I was like, fucking 12 days. Hell yeah. Let's get it going. And then like day four, I was like, no, shoot me now. Like, I don't want to do this. It was fun. A lot of drinking for sure. I don't think I've ever drank that much in my life.
You even sound like exhausted. Like your voice, you sound like you like kind of lost your voice.
He showed up with
back.
Tea today.
Yeah, I'm
he showed up with a cup of tea.
I'm down bad. Like I think it ended about like 3-4 days ago, and I still feel like drunk every day I wake up.
Like, I'm like, you just have like the shakes.
Like, what's going on? But no, it was so much fun actually.
What did you do? Because like, we weren't there for any of it. I went to Sugar Factory, though. That was fun. Even that night was a blackout.
Yeah. Then that was the first night. And they were like, the first night's just like more of a chill night. And then I blacked
out. Ain't nothing
like,
chill about that.
Okay, this was very chill. I don't remember. Like, I do, but I don't. There was just so much going on. It felt like, you know, when you get drunk for so long, like, days start to combine and shit.
Yeah.
Like, 3 days feels like one day in a way.
Yeah.
And that's what it was like for me, but for 12 days.
Uh-huh. I saw the lineup, the Zachcella lineup you had before, like, you were able to see it. Like, basically.
Oh, you told me about that in the car. Yeah. He was going off all the things that
there was, like,
do.
A full, like, itinerary. And one of the days, did you go, end up going, like, jet skiing and.
No, that day got canceled.
Oh, okay.
I think that was the day I woke up. I was like, whatever you got going on today, shut it down.
Send in the IVs.
Yeah. These motherfuckers expected me to wake up. I think this is what we canceled. I woke up hungover as fucking like Caucasus shit.
Wait, what?
I made that one up. I don't know. Caucasus shit.
What's that?
It's something I just made up.
Okay.
They wanted me to go skydiving. Imagine like being hungover as fuck, getting in a car, driving 2 hours to like San Diego, I think, and fucking jumping out of
a plane. I saw that on the agenda too, and I was like,
so
how are you
going
to do all
fuck
this?
Fuck no. Dude, oh my God. I woke up and I was like, y'all be lucky if I even get out of bed today.
All the alcohol like turning in your stomach. Oh, yeah.
jumping out of a plane. I can't complain.
It was like really fun, and a lot of people showed up to like everything. So.
But I think
Except for me. But Zach didn't wish me a happy birthday. So.
All right.
We're back on this.
To be fair,
neither of them did.
Yeah, she did. Oh. You did text me. I remember seeing your text, and I was like, oh, Tara. I don't think you're going to text me because I missed it.
I don't think I texted you. I think I just posted on Instagram. Like, I did, like, a good story thing.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's cute.
It works. Anything works.
I'm like, here's, like, followers for your birthday. Good little shout-out.
Thank you.
He loses followers from me shouting him out.
Yeah.
But I think most importantly out of your entire birthday, at the end of Zachcella, you went to Vegas. For the first time as a 21-year-old, I feel like you need to talk about your Vegas experience because that's, like, something iconic I feel like a lot of people do for their 21st birthdays. And I know, like, I did, like, some shit like that, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was just so fucking fun. I also grew up in Vegas, so I just got to hear about it.
So here's the issue. So since it was at the very, very end of the bender, like, I think it was literally, like, the last 3 days we were in Vegas, and then it was like, all right, we're going home, bender's over. By that point, I was already, like, a walking ball of death, and I would have preferred someone to just shoot me in the face at that point.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I mean, I drank as I should.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a daiquiri for the first time. I didn't even know what that
was. Wait, what's a daiquiri?
It's like, you know, those big ass, like those big ass drinks they had. Oh. It's just like really like sugary.
I thought almost. A daiquiri was just like a type of drink.
I've heard of like a strawberry daiquiri.
No, it is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But but I'm saying I got it in like one of those big ass.
Oh, okay. Wait, those are called.
Oh, wait.
Everyone walks around with in Vegas.
I went to that place like 2 months ago. Yeah. I got like the fucking big ass one.
Yeah, you know, like the one that's literally like 3/4 your.
Yes. I only drank like half of it.
Those things get you fucked.
Yeah, because they're so sweet. Like, you don't expect it. Yeah. And they were when my friends were buying them for me, you can put extra shots in it, I guess. I think they gave me one with, like, 6 shots of tequila.
Yeah.
Could not taste the tequila, like, whatsoever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you go to Taco Bell Cantina?
Who?
Taco Bell Cantina. They have, like,
is that a food place?
It's, like, a Taco Bell, but it's like, a two-story one with, like, a DJ inside. Mm. You can order, like, alcoholic
a two-story freezes. Taco Bell
at
a
DJ? There's, like, Taco Bell merch. Like,
wait.
I'll be Ubering there.
Fired. No, it's so cool.
The food wasn't even, like, in our agenda at all, because anytime I, like, try to eat, I eat, like, 2 bites, you know, like, when you're drinking a lot.
Yeah.
It just wasn't happening, so. But overall, it was cool. I got laid. So
wait, by who?
Whoa, cut it there. Next step.
Wait, now I'm about to like go through like your Instagram stories and like just like your tag and figure out who exactly was there.
I will
there.
Figure out who it is.
I wish I had a video also the very first night we went to a
video
club.
Of you getting laid? No. He's like onlyfans.com.
Yeah, link in bio. The first night when we went to a club, like, there was just like, so what we did was when we got there, we got like a free table, but they like were like, yo, if y'all could bring like some more girls with us or y'all, because like majority of our people were guys. It was like a 6
and
to
that,
like
that matters a lot at clubs in Vegas.
Yeah, they really didn't like that. So the other girl that was with us, or one of the girls that was with us, went up to a random group of girls, like 6 of them, was like, hey, we have a table. Y'all trying to come in with us?
And wow, like, kind of smart.
And they're like, yeah, I'm down. So like, they
she's like, he's a celebrity.
Instagram. But no, they came in and I ended up making out with one of them and dancing with him a lot. She was kind of cute.
And then,
never saw her again. Oh, no, that was a different day. All right, next segment.
That's funny. Well, Tara, you were in Rhode Island, hence why you couldn't make it to any of the... Zachcella, how was Rhode Island?
It sucked. I love Rhode Island, but like I thought it was gonna be like different.
You were there for 2 weeks.
I was there for 2 weeks.
That was a long time.
And let me tell you something about Rhode Island. There's nothing to do, and there's not, and I have no friends there either. Like, I have no friends in Rhode Island, so I basically just went to go hang out with my mom and my dad, who are like my best friends. Yeah. Mm, so I went and I stayed at a hotel, and like I love being alone, but like with animals. So I was just alone, like, locked in my hotel with nothing at all. Like, literally doing nothing. So I would just sit inside in my bed all day, like, watching a TV series. Like, I was going crazy.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I have, like, my coworkers, like, my old men coworkers, like, the dive bar. But you can only, like, go out to the dive bar, like, so much.
Mm-hmm. Remember one day you FaceTime, you're like, I miss you. I'm, like, going to a dive bar. I'm drunk. I had a couple of Cheetos and, like a teapot. Like, I was like, what?
I did.
Or, like, you had, like, some, like, styrofoam cup or something like that. And you're like, this is full of Cheetos. Like, I'm having so much fun. I love
that
you.
Oh, was Pride.
Oh, yeah,
like
Pride.
Oh, like Pride Tara. Was fun. I showed up, like, right when Pride started. Mm-hmm. So I was with Jordy and, like, my friend Gia. Oh, wait. Yeah, I was with my friend Jordy and Gia that night. And we went to, like, this place called Black Sheep that I got kicked out of.
That
a while
night?
Ago?
It was like a bar?
No, I didn't. Yeah, it's a bar. So it's like a college bar.
Why'd you get kicked out?
Well, I used to go like every single day for like probably like a year and a half. Like I went every single night. But I also had no money. So I would like cash my checks at like the next door Walmart like every single night just so I could have enough for like the drinks that night at the bar, right?
Yeah.
Paid their rent. And then I was in Florida one time and like my friends brought this like random girl who was like underage and she like locked herself in the bathroom and passed out. Oh. So they like found out that she was underage and they like blamed me for it and they kicked me out, whatever.
Wait, why did they blame you?
Don't know. Because they like associated her with me.
Oh, that's annoying.
If that makes any sense. Doesn't make any sense. So I went back to there with Jordy and Gia and they were like, oh, like you need to have IDs, but they didn't have their IDs. So we had to like scoot around in the rain it rains in Rhode Island. It rains there. I've missed
not
rain.
Here.
Oh, not
here.
It rains a lot there.
Oh, it rains a lot there. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. But, it's on the coast, right?
Yeah. So we like scooted around for hours in the rain, got our IDs, went back and they like wouldn't take us because they were like, oh no, you have to be 21. I was like, you just said you didn't have to be 21. You just need your IDs. It was a fucked up night, but it was...
Scootering for IDs. At least you didn't get hit by a car this time.
At least I didn't get hit by a car this time, but it was fun. It was fun. And then my mom went out of town And my dad had her house, and we threw a party there. My mom listens to these podcasts.
Does she not know about the party?
Hi, Mom.
My mom's, like, obsessed with, like, cleaning. Like, all she does all day is, like, clean. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't, like, have people over at her house. But my dad was watching the house, and we had, like, a banger there. And I don't have any friends. Banger. So I had Valerie post on her, like, Instagram story, just, like, the address.
Right.
She posted it on her feed post. Like, she posted a selfie with the address. Yeah, my mother's house.
Oh, your mother's house.
My mother's house.
Even better.
Where'd your mom go out of town to?
I don't know. Massachusetts somewhere.
Oh, okay, so not that far.
Not that far, but...
Imagine post, like, an Instagram story, like, about the party, and she's like, what the fuck is going on?
I blocked her from my story.
Smart, as you should.
But she listens to these podcasts, so she'll know in a couple of weeks.
It's okay, though, because the house has been, like, clean, repaired. She never even
knew. She literally didn't figure it out. Yeah. And that woman notices every speck over the entire house, so I'm very confused, but whatever. Got it. Hell yeah. Was nice.
Yeah, love that.
I feel like the thought of going home is, like, always fun until you, like, you get there. Because, like, I do the same thing before I go up to Texas. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go home. And I get there, I'm like, wait, I don't have friends.
Yeah.
So I just, like, lock myself in my room all day, too.
See, every time I go to Vegas, I, like, it's, like, fun. Because I'm like, oh, I'm going home. But I'm like, it's also going to Vegas. Like, it's, like, this is going to be really fucking scary. Like,
yeah.
Just knock. It's, like, it's a Vegas trip, you know? Yeah. So it's never a good time, like, until, like, I don't know. It's just like you're ruining your stomach lining the entire time, and then you come back and you're just like, I'm so happy to not be home.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow. Mm-hmm. That gave me, like, I'm sweating just about talking all that.
Yeah.
Wait.
I'm never going home again.
And then last but not least, Kylie sent me on a jet to Hawaii. And by Kylie, I mean Miss Tana Mojo. We went to Hawaii for 7 days for Tana's birthday, and it was just, I got sunburnt for the first time. I sound so stupid when I say this.
But
I didn't know black people could sunburn. And I don't know if that's, like, going to get me in a scandal, but I don't think it will. I've been to Hawaii. This is my fifth time in Hawaii, and I'm still sunburned. Like, my skin just, like, is warm and constantly, like, peeling and sweating. And it was really fun because we were, like, staying on the beach, like, literally, like, backyard. And then, like, there's a little pathway to walk, and then you're just on the beach. So it was just, like, wake up, go into the ocean, and, like, come back inside. And I was actually really happy because I vlogged a lot, like, the first half of the trip. Like, I'm like, guys, subscribe to my YouTube channel because I've got some fun vlogs coming. But I was able to, like,
dedication. Vlog. If you're going somewhere and getting fucked up and you can still vlog.
Yeah, that's dedication. I made it a thing. I was like, I have to vlog, like,
yeah,
at least a good portion of the trip. Like, the second half of the trip, there's no vlog. Mm-hmm. First half of the trip, there's a solid, like, 3 vlogs, though, which is good. Because I was, like, making it a thing. I was like, I have to vlog. Yeah. This is going to be a good vlog. It'll do well on my channel. Everyone probably wants to see. Like, and I'm like, if I post it first, it'll probably, like, do the best. No.
You're not wrong.
And so it was just really fun. And we get, like, it's always so funny because, like, I feel like Ari is, like, one of the, like, spirits of, like, any jet ride, like, because he's always like, all right, let's shots, everyone, like, popping bottles of, like, champagne. Like,
Ari!
He's the one making sure everyone's, like, getting fucked up on the way there. And, like, it's a long flight to Hawaii. Like, it's, like, a solid, like, 5.5 hours.
On the jet?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So it's not just, like, any other time we've ever taken a jet, it's always been, like, a 2-hour flight or, like, even, like, a 1.5-hour flight, like, just, like, much shorter flights. So getting, like, blacked like that on the plane, like, when you have, like, all the freedom in the world. Oh, and then also Tana had, like, a set menu for, like, the food. I guess, like, I don't know how this works because I don't book jets, but when you, like, book jets, I guess they ask you, like, they supply, like, all the alcohol. You tell them exactly what kind of alcohol you want. So it was, like, 42 and, like, Grey Goose and, like, bottles of champagne. But then they also get the food you want. And the food menu,
oh god. Wait, you said animate it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Here we go.
So, here we go. We've got Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches, waffle fries, and ranch. And then we've got Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supremes and, like cheesy gordita crunches. And then we've got, like, a sushi tray. And then we've got, like, shrimp cocktail. And then, I don't know, there was, like, some other shit. Just shit that didn't go together. And we're like, okay, so are we going to, like, shit our brains, like, in the sky? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm kind of jealous. That sounds so
No, it was fun, though. I was like, wow, I'm living life. And, like, I wasn't shitting my brains in the skies, that's for sure. And then, so we get to the house. And the house, I'm not complaining at all because it was great. But the house was, I think it was just, it didn't sleep enough for the amount of people we had. Or, like, it did technically sleep enough.
How many people did you go with?
Like, there was 13, 14 of us. There was 14 of us, and Ty and I shared a bed, Ari had a bed, Brooke had a bed, Tana and Chris shared a bed, Hunter and Neeksha had their own beds, but the rooms were, like, it was, like, four beds or three beds in one room. How many beds were in your room, Ari?
Four in one.
There were two? So yeah, it was like two like queens in one room, and then like two queens and like two, or like one queen in one room, and then two like twins in the room over, but the rooms were like conjoined with like a, I don't even know. It wasn't like a door. It was just like a sliding type thingy.
Like a thing. And then, a thing was there.
Yeah, a thing was there. I think like studio apartment, like, thing that you just like open, but a little more rinky dink. And so, and then, but one of Tana's assistants, Paige, comes and meets us, and she has to like put her mattress like on the floor in between the like between Ty and I's bed and then Hunter and Nisha's. So she's just like on the floor, and then like the house just got so fucking disgusting because like we're going down to the beach, we're in the backyard playing, like, and we're just playing, coming in and out of the house, like sand everywhere. Yeah. Sand is all over the fucking
sand
house.
Sand on the cheeks.
Uh-huh. And like water too, so it's mixing with like the dirt on the floor and everything. So it was just getting filthy. And then there were like massive grocery shopping orders, like fridge was filled, but then like food would get taken out and like would sit out. There were like 20 flies in the house. Like,
see, I love traveling with groups, but that's a reason I don't right there. It's the living situation. It's just too much going on.
Yeah, all the like space. It was almost, and then like suitcases everywhere that are just exploded. Yeah. Like, with
and it's also
and
like
shit.
Difficult to coordinate with that many people sometimes. So like if you have to go to a lot of different places, like having everyone
ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for it's more fun with one.
Yeah. For the most part of the trip, we didn't really like do when like, we wanted to go, like, jet skiing and, like, do shit like that, but we never did that. We went on a boat one day, which was really fun until, like, some people started fighting.
Yikes.
Like, really, really severely fighting. I just jumped in the ocean. I'm like, bye. We went on a boat. We didn't see any sharks. I'm trying to think. Ty got stung by a bee.
A bee?
Ari got stung by a jellyfish the first day we were there. Was it the first day?
Oh, I
think
I
it was the day,
that.
First
I
day on
that.
His ass. Literally on his ass, got stung by a jellyfish. And then Chris had to pee in a cup and then like poured it on Ari's ass. That's in the vlog, you guys. The vlog's coming.
Whoa, he poured his piss on him?
Abby poured the piss on Ari's ass.
Why piss?
But because when you get stung by a jellyfish, apparently you're supposed to pee. But I
thought that was a myth.
What?
You got pissed for it.
But he had like instant relief. So I don't know. Maybe it wasn't a jellyfish, but he definitely got like fucked up by something on his ass, and the piss helped him a little bit. And then it was so funny because afterwards, like this girl that like lives in Hawaii was like, I don't think it was a jellyfish sting because like when it's a jellyfish, like there's more of like a slash or like a trail from like his tentacle. Oh, and we were just like laughing. Like, did Ari just like pour pee on his ass for no reason? Yeah, stung by something. Apparently there's this thing called sea lice that like will like bite
sea
you.
Sea lice?
Yeah,
lice?
Sea lice. Yeah. Like don't yeah, exactly like when you're really, like in the sea and they bite you and shit, I guess. But there were a couple times where I thought I was getting bit by sea lice because sometimes I'd be like, ow, my ass. Like what
see,
the fuck was
this
that?
Is why I'm
like,
the ocean.
Oh my god, my thigh.
Oh, I'd
like,
freak
the ocean.
Yeah, no, that's what I don't like about the ocean too. Especially when you go out far. Like when we like jumped in, and I'm not that good at swimming. Like I can swim like in a pool, no problem. The ocean fucks me up because there's animals, the waves and stuff like that. Like there's like a tide, it's like controlling you,
I'm
throwing you around. Yeah, I, and then like if I don't know where the floor is and if I can't touch the floor, like it makes me a little scared.
I don't like not knowing what's below me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So like when we went on the boat, I had like these goggles, like scuba goggles or whatever, and I was like looking down and around to see and like couldn't see the floor, but I also didn't see any animals. So yeah.
Fuck, I want to do that soon.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people did a lot of shrooms.
Were you guys jumping off yachts? Because we learned that that's not a good idea.
Scuba diving on shrooms.
Yeah, there were no like yachts.
Oh, yeah,
the boat we were on was
why did I
think
you were in Miami? Sorry. Wrong place.
If we were in Miami, I wouldn't have been there, that's for sure. Well, no, I probably would have.
Yeah, probably.
I'm trying to think of what else happened. Ashley and Ivan, they like boated or not boated like paddled like canoed whatever the fuck to kayaked Ty slept on the beach on our 9 months by the way. All I wanted was to Abby he literally fucking slept on the beach and I went out to the water like so many times because they're on the beach and it's like 2 a.m and like I keep being like okay like I'm gonna go inside. And they're like, okay, bye. Like, we're sleeping on the beach. And like, I go inside. I come back outside. And I'm like, it was our 9 months officially. No, it was like, midnight. Like, so it was officially our 9 months.
Like, when it hit midnight, it was.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, like, I keep going out there too, trying to, like, get him to come back inside. And so he slept on the fucking beach. And then I was, like, mad at him for, like, 4 hours the next day. I was like, I remember he asked me, he's like, are you still, are you going to be mad at me all day? I was like, I haven't decided yet.
Wow. That's true love. That's true love.
And then, aww. No, but him and Abby got woken up. Honestly, thank God, you guys deserve this. Got woken up on the beach to like families surrounding them because like the beaches were like pretty packed during the daytime. Yeah. Like, and there's other houses right there. So everyone just going
just
to the beach.
Tied
and stuff.
Abby, like sleeping yes. on the beach.
Yes, sleeping
like
on the
liquor
beach.
Around
on a fucking,
them.
No, on a fucking like air mattress. Like,
they brought an air mattress?
Yes. Well, for a while, we were using it, we were okay, using okay. it as a raft. Like,
yeah, right.
So it was like
you
fun.
Using an air mattress as a raft for the ocean.
You know what's so funny too is the air mattress is all of a sudden in the ocean. And someone was like, that's supposed to be Paige's bed.
No.
Like, what the fuck are we gonna do? And so yeah, slept on that air mattress. I did not partake in that. I slept alone that night.
Wow. Push the fucking air mattress in the ocean.
Oh my God, imagine
yeah.
the castaways. We are castaways. I'm trying to think of what else happened that was just like pretty iconic.
A lot of blacking out.
We took so we have this Helen Keller Barbie doll. And
I know of the Helen Keller Barbie doll.
Yes, which appears in the vlog many times.
They treat this thing like it's a woman. She is a woman.
She is real.
She is real, yeah.
And,
sorry.
So we brought her onto the trip. And we've never taken her, like, we don't really take her out of the house because we're just afraid of losing her. But we're like, oh my God, it'd be so fun to, like, take pictures of her and, like, put her in the photo dumps and stuff and just get crazy, like, Helen photos, like, crazy Helen content. And so one night we were, like, at this, like, restaurant and we're having dinner. And Tana's like, $200 to whoever, like, submits the best, like, crazy Helen photo. So we're all, like,
oh,
frantically taking, like, Helen photos, like, it's, like, a line of, like, salt and, like, Helen, like, up against it, like, she's about to do, like,
no.
a line. Like, I took Helen to the bathroom Helen. And, like, made it look like she was, like, trying to eat my ass. Like, there were so many funny Helen photos. I'm trying to think of other ones. I don't know, but Helen Keller definitely had
who won?
A great. Yeah. There actually was no winner, but I definitely think I should have won because I showed some cheek.
Yeah.
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 You should have put that on OnlyFans, but hey.
Oh, we can still go on there because it's not anywhere. But I also feel like that might be kind of weird. Like, is that a Helen Keller doll?
Helen Keller.
And then one night,
doll.
She's a part of the Inspiring Women series
yeah.
on Barbie.com.
Yes.
And so one night, we're like so drunk. We're like, Helen needs friends. So I started just drunkenly buying other dolls. I bought, we have them now too. We have Eleanor Roosevelt. And okay. She's a bad bitch, too. And we have Rosa Parks, also a bad bitch. So, yeah, they're just inspiring women together. And it's like they're literally like Regina George and her army of skanks. But,
Army of
and we were,
skanks, right?
Kyla was like changing Helen's outfit every day. Like, literally, like taking, like, putting her in like bikinis and stuff. Cause, like, her original outfit is very, like, what time period is she from? Like, the 1800s? 1800s, yeah. Her outfit was very 1800s. So we put her in like Hawaiian shit, like, took like, a ribbon and like put it over the tits. Like,
oh, she was looking lavish.
We were like taking
it there,
putting it in her bikini. Kyla was making sure she had a new outfit every day. We even debated like
how do you guys think
down.
Of this shit? How do you think to get a Helen Keller doll?
Well, because what happened was Ty was like stuck on Helen Keller TikTok for whatever reason.
How?
And
like,
so we
would
always talk about her. And we were just like so confused. Like, honestly, like a lot of the things are pretty crazy about her. If you read the shit online, like she wrote like 13 books. Like,
yeah,
she flew a plane.
How the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
You,
I can't even write one.
It's a, no.
How do you learn things?
So she wrote 13
exactly.
books.
You don't know.
She flew a plane after a series of strokes.
You don't know English or nothing. How? Like,
wait,
how
deaf you, and blind? You?
You're deaf and blind. So how are you even like able to have been taught anything if you don't even know? Like they said, it was that shit. You like what is it?
I just forgot what deaf and blind meant for a second.
About
I was
this
like,
already?
Yeah, what?
Have we talked about this on here already?
I don't think so.
I'm having
what?
Deja vu right now. I feel like I've talked.
What?
The Helen Keller talk.
She's accomplished like insane things for like who she is, which is great. But we're just like how?
Yeah.
Literally, how the fuck? If I can't write one book, how did you write 13?
Not to downplay like, what she did. Hallelujah, it was great, but I don't get it.
She was like J.K. Rowling, like writing fucking 13 like Harry Potter books. Like, holy shit.
I love Harry Potter.
So basically, Ty and Kyla would talk about like the Helen Keller TikTok a lot, and they're just like literally like amazed at like how this is even possible.
Yeah.
And so Kyla found out that there's a Helen Keller Barbie and then like bought it for Ty and surprised him with it and was like, you're never gonna guess what I got you. And she like pulls it out and they're just like screaming.
Can you like bring that to the next episode?
Yeah, I will. I'll bring all the bitches.
Wait,
I'll bring all the bitches.
Bring all the bitches.
They'll come?
Yeah.
Our first guest.
Our first guest.
Woody came that one time.
Oh, yeah.
Woody fuck off about Woody.
Oh, my God. Wait, what if Woody tries to, like, slide in, like, one of the girls' DMs?
I'll bring Woody that day, too. And wait. We'll see if they kick
like, do a little blind date thing with Woody and the girls. Like, they have to put blindfolds on.
I'm down with that. Pick him. Yeah.
Or no, he has to put a blindfold on, they pick him.
Yeah. Wait.
Right?
I feel like everyone's
one of the two.
I don't know. Speed dating.
Speed dating.
Inspiring women series. Speed dating.
We'll ask the
Woody
questions.
From Toy Story.
X Toy Story. All right, you guys. So yeah,
Hawaii sounded fun. I'm sad.
Yeah, Hawaii is really fun. I think I ruined my stomach landing on that trip.
Mari went on like a rampage about Hawaii, and I was just like, RI sucked. Rylan sucked, and I had a miserable time.
And I'm 20 shades darker. So comment down below if you like the melanin. So with that being said, I feel like that can conclude our Get In Loser We're World Traveler segment.
You damn right.
We want to talk about other people.
Oh, we gotta talk
specifically
shit. Not this again.
Because what is this podcast if we don't talk shit, ladies and gentlemen?
Specifically.
Oh, I'm ready for
content
this.
Content houses.
Oh, I'm ready for this.
Okay, so Get In Loser, we're raiding content houses. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've gathered a list of the most infamous LA content houses. Well, they're not actually all LA. We've got a Las Vegas one on here, apparently. Tara's fave. So we're going to go ahead.
No, that's Hustle House. That's Hustle House. Question, can we add the Sway House to this?
Yes.
I'm a little bit of a Sway fan.
Oh, fuck. No, I forgot about Sway. My favorite.
So we've got a list of content houses for you guys. Feel free to rate them yourselves in the comments below.
Yes, please.
We've got the Hype House, we've got Wish House, Go House, Clubhouse, Just a House LA, Society Las Vegas, Wave House LA, Hustle House, Triller Compound, and the Sway House. So.
So it's about to get fucking wild.
Yeah.
Let's discuss each one.
Very diverse group of houses here. I think we should start
first things first is scratch out Wish House because that's not
there's
actually.
There's no people in it.
It's not a content house.
Yeah, I don't think it's actually
people
a content
just go
house.
There to get like drunk and film content.
The house is incredible though.
It is a phenomenal
it's
house.
A phenomenal house.
Is Daniel Bilzerian's Daniel what? Is what? Dan Bilzerian's old house.
Is it really?
What? Mm-hmm.
Well, it makes a lot of sense why it's
like
so
a $60 million
it's
house.
Huge. It's fucking
like,
gigantic.
The first time I went there, I was like, holy fucking shit.
Was it for that party?
No, it was for like a content. Oh, yeah, it was for a content day for that party.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, the party.
When you got the tattoo?
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember hearing about that?
Reel the tape. Okay, so let's start at the top. We've got the Hype House. Let's talk about them first.
Okay. You go first. I'm scared. I liked
when they first started, like I loved the Hype House. I was like a little fangirl. Mm-hmm. I still like them. I love Alex. I love Coover. But I think it's cool because they were like the first content house technically, right?
Yeah.
They started like a whole thing.
They changed social media for sure. Like they
yeah,
put like
no,
a
they're
big
great.
Impact on
I like Thomas too. He's really cool. Mm-hmm.
Oh wait. I like technically him. Team 10 was like definitely the first content
oh,
house.
Oh fuck yeah, sorry. Right.
But
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Do, like
yeah.
TikTok and
TikTok
shit.
They,
content
yeah,
house.
When social media was really changing and becoming a new thing, I feel like they were like the face of it. Like when yeah. TikTok, like that whole era was beginning, it was like Hype House.
Oh,
I'll
really
never
cool.
forget that fucking Hype House bus parked. On our street, and you just see everyone's face like paved across this bus.
God.
And I was like, what
I
the
feel they
fuck?
Live next to y'all.
Uh-huh. That was a very interesting time. There were fans outside all the fucking time.
I think,
oh, yeah.
Like, even now, like, they're so dope. I mean, I feel like they don't do as much as they used to.
Yeah.
Like, they used to
That's
be all...
That's because so much has changed, I feel like.
Yeah, and then, yeah, they were in
they
the spotlight
lost all their
for
girls.
So long. Yeah, they lost a lot of... If you really think about it, they lost a lot of people, like Addison, Avani, Charlie. Like, they lost a lot of people.
They don't need Hype House anymore.
They
but,
started very different. I still love them though.
They're
I don't
dope.
See them all the time because now they live very far. So I just feel like seeing them isn't something that happens very often.
Fuck Hype House.
Okay. Zach's like, fuck them. I wanted to be in it and they wouldn't put me in.
I stood naked outside y'all's house and this is how y'all do me?
I forgot about that.
No,
you did?
Yeah.
Not really. It's a long story, but yeah.
Okay.
I auditioned.
Okay.
You what?
In other words, I did that for views on YouTube. Anyways, next house.
Yeah, let's. I feel like we should just go like house by house, talk about them,
yes,
and kind of try and,
rate
then
them. Rate them.
So we took Wish House off. Go House. Now, I feel like with Go House, I don't really know much about them. I don't really see their content very much, but they do live directly next door to our house.
Mm. So which way?
Ari loves the boy that lives in the Go House.
Which way? Left or right?
If you're looking off the balcony on the right,
yes.
If I'm looking out the balcony to the right.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a house to the right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh. Hi, Go House.
It's the last one up there.
Didn't Tyler used to live there?
Yeah.
I love Tyler. Shout out Tyler.
So I don't really talk to the Go House very much. Like, I don't even know exactly who's in it, mm-hmm. but sometimes we'll have people over, then they'll just like magically be in our house, which is fine because like, we're neighbors. So I don't know exactly who's in it. I know like a few people in it, but I don't know how many people it even consists of.
I did an OnlyFans shoot with one of them.
Oh, so yeah.
I know one of them.
So I don't know. I don't know them very well, so I can't even throw them up there very high. But they are. They've always been nice. They throw a lot of like parties and have a lot of people over sometimes, which kind of pisses us off because then there's people outside of our house and they think that it's their house. And like their postmates will come to our house and we're like, over there.
I've walked into the wrong house before, by the way. But it wasn't that one. It was the one to your left. I've accidentally literally walked up their front door.
Oh, was it the first time you came over?
Nope. Oh. It was like the sixth time. I still get confused when I roll up because I'm like, those two houses look identical.
I feel like our house to looks me. Similar to like the old Hype House.
Yeah, the one that's like two to the left. Like one.
That's
like
the one I'm talking long. About.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's like the one two that looks that look the identical. Exact same.
That's yeah. the one I almost
because the gate into. Don't the gates look the exact same as well
yeah.
too?
Yeah.
And they're just like I've gotten like, confused. Big, like glass buildings with like yeah.
Yeah. Hey, rich is what you see. Yeah.
No, sweaty as fuck on the inside because the sun's beaming down on you.
I couldn't even imagine. I don't yeah. think about that.
I like couldn't even right imagine.
All right, Go House is cool, but...
Yeah. Clubhouse. Okay,
we got Clubhouse.
Mm. Who's in Clubhouse?
I don't know exactly.
I don't know either. They change it every goddamn month who's in it.
I've only known Daisy Keach being in it, and she's not anymore. Mm.
You know what's crazy? Charlie Jordan used to be in Clubhouse. Yeah, that's how I first met Charlie, was at the Clubhouse. Like, I went over there for some shit.
Mm-hmm. I know Tila was in Clubhouse for a little bit. I think Abby Rayo was also in it for a little while. Who else?
Fun fact, but actually really, really sad fact. What is the shit she says?
Oh, yeah, fun fact, actually really, really sad fact. Yeah,
I hated that.
I'm trying to think of who else. Also with Clubhouse, it's like, do you judge it on like Clubhouse Beverly Hills? Because remember they had like Clubhouse for the Boys, like Clubhouse Next, I think.
Yeah, I think of like the girls one. Like I went to the house once. Oh, yeah, I love the house, but I don't know who's in it.
Yeah, I don't fuck with them because they're like shady business-wise. Like, well, one, I've personally had shady business with them a long time ago, like 2020.
Wait, really? What happened?
They were going to make a house for us, and it was going to be called, like the idea of it was going to be the OG house. We were going to get, like, all the
music. Oh, I remember when you guys were talking about this, Mario was, adamant about it.
Yeah, we were going to get, like, all the Musical.ly kids, like, You Now kids, like, mm-hmm. OGs of, like, 2016, 2017, and, like, make this house. Long story short, they're just, business-wise, very shady. They don't give a fuck about anybody else but their own brand. They don't care about who they work with. Okay. Damn, I'm just shitting on them. Mm-hmm, I mean, hey, get in, loser. We're talking shit.
Yeah.
I don't really like them, honestly.
Okay.
Damn. We've got Just a House LA.
I love Just a House LA.
Okay, so who's Just a House LA?
Like Anna Banana, Emma Brooke McAllister, Sab, mm-hmm. Cynthia Parker, fucking who else? Dev, that girl Dev. Who else? Is that it?
I love them.
I love them. Like, I am obsessed with them.
You know what's really weird? Cynthia only follows like 180 people on Instagram. Some reason, she follows my Finsta. And like my Finsta, like when I saw that, I was like, why are you following my Finsta?
Cynthia's like the first like TikToker I met in LA.
Yeah.
I was like, I love your work.
I'm like, here, this is my Instagram, follow me. And I like showed her my Finsta. Okay, but they're cool though. I like them. Nice. I like they're not like problematic.
I have no idea. I've never met Emma. Like, is that, you said Emma Brooke McAllister?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I love her.
Funny story about her. I actually just, like, when we were in Hawaii, like, I've seen her all over. Isn't she dating Zach?
Yeah.
Okay. I see, like, exactly a lot of Zach's videos because I'm on, like, Dancer TikTok. And he's always, like, dancing and stuff. And then I've seen videos of them together, and I'm just like, oh, my God, like, they're so cute together, and I think she's, like, adorable. And one day when I was in Hawaii,
I give it 6 months.
And it said, follows you. And I was like, wait, what? So then I like followed her and instantly messaged her. I was like, hey, girl, let's be friends. And then she responded and was like, yes. I haven't responded. I'll get to that. But I haven't responded. But it just made me happy. I was like, wow, she's so nice.
Yeah,
like,
she's so nice.
And I feel like a lot of people like get followers and then just like let it get to their head. And they're just like, mm.
Like she has way more followers than she invited me to like her birthday party. No, I met her at Wish, at that Wish party. Oh, really? With her and Zach, yeah. And then she invited me to her birthday party. That was so cute. And then, like, after that, she was like, want to go to the Trading Post? Like, she was making all these plans with me, but I, like, didn't make it. But mm-hmm. she's really cute.
And then Anna, I've never met her, I don't think. But we do follow each other, which is cool. I'm like, wow.
She's I made a fool nice, out of nice. Myself when I first met Anna. I met her at a Spill fucking Notch. The old okay. Notch house.
Oh, wow. That's, okay, that's where I met, like, a lot of, like, those girls, like, Cynthia. And, like,
yeah. Wait, so is that what they used to be called before, like, yes. just the house?
Yes. Not so a condo
It was
house.
Not a condo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I ran up to Anna and I was just like, you are insane. Like, I have been watching your videos for so long. Like, being crazy. Drunk, didn't remember it, but I like took a TikTok afterwards and I watched it in my drafts the next day. I was just like, I just met Anna. Like, crazy. Like, like, relax.
No, she's dope as fuck, actually. And her TikToks are like insane. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wish I could dance.
Didn't she start the trend of, or like, really like put light on the trend of making the TikToks with the like super, like the high res camera? Like
yeah,
doing the dances with the high-res camera.
I think so.
That's why I remember I made one, mm-hmm. and I was like just trying to be like at Anna Banana, and then she liked it, and I was like, "Wow,
yeah. Go off, King."
Mm-hmm. That's what I had seen in the beginning, and yeah, I just like those girls. I feel like they're all like really nice, and mm-hmm. I feel like they've been through a lot.
Oh,
too.
And Mads, Mads
they
is
have.
In there. Mads Lewis.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder, do they all live together?
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Just a bunch of little, like young girls taking LA.
Yeah. No, it was funny when I first went to their house because I was like, wow, they're all like 16 to 18, just like living without their parents, like boyfriends drinking. I was like, that's the life. Like, I couldn't imagine that when I was 16, 17 years old.
Oh, yeah. At 16 years old, I couldn't even do my own laundry.
So much money. Like, okay.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
No, but they're all sweethearts, honestly. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I love that for them.
Like them.
Moving on, we have Tara's favorite, Society Las Vegas. I know absolutely nothing about them, but if you're going to be, like, shitty and, like, rep, like, Las Vegas, my, like, hometown, fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know him either. I just know Tara doesn't like him, so I don't like you either.
I liked Period. Jordan Beckham, like, before I met them. Oh, okay. That was the only one I knew because she came Wait, up. Oh, she's well, I didn't like her, but she came up on my For You page a lot, and I thought she was pretty, mm-hmm. but she's just, like, she's a like typical, tan, like little TikTok hair. Girl, like, whatever, but yeah. I hate them all. Gabriella pisses me off the most.
Is that the one that was, like, racist?
Drop the bombs.
Yeah,
drop the bombs.
But that's, no, I forget that one's name. Fuck is her name? I forget that girl's name, but Gabriella is just like very, very too much for me. Mm-hmm.
Are there any guys in Society Las Vegas?
Jordan Beckham's brother, Cole. I think he like manages them technically. Mm-hmm. He's terrible. He's really awful. Yeah. He's probably the worst one.
I remember when I first saw Jordan Beckham on TikTok, I was like, is she like related to like the Beckhams? I was like, wait.
She lives for that.
She's popping off.
She lives for that.
Next up, we have Wave House LA. Actually just struggled for 5 minutes to try and find their account. So I'm just going to put them at the bottom.
Yeah, I don't know who they are.
I literally couldn't tell you who a single person there is.
No offense.
Yeah, no offense. Like, do your thing, but I guess no offense, but we don't have to TikTok. And then we have Hustle House.
What? I told myself I wasn't going to talk about Hustle in this episode.
And here they are on the paper.
Jordy texted me the other day. He was like, stop talking about Hustle on your podcast and giving them this unnecessary like promo. I'm like, okay.
I love that.
Here they are.
I feel like we talked about them almost every single episode.
I know.
For sure.
I know.
They're just like one time. Of the biggest factors in Tara's life. She literally invited me to something tomorrow like with Hustle.
Yeah. Like, no, you have to come.
I came to the realization I think Sean's my favorite.
Sean's my favorite too. He's incredible. He's my best friend.
Yeah, I love Sean.
He's awesome.
Only one I've really like met, but like I've met all of them. But yeah,
he's literally so incredible. They're all incredible.
His TikToks are so funny. All right,
no more promo. Are hilarious.
No more promo, but yeah, his TikToks are so good. Hustle House. No.
We love Hustle.
Yeah.
And then we've got the Triller Compound.
Yep.
I love them.
Same.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think they're all dope. They're all really nice. They're like pretty like diverse.
Yeah, very diverse. Yeah.
I think that's what's really cool too.
I think that was their goal from the jump was to have like a very diverse group, but also like not like a group that like you had to try super hard to like live with. Like I feel like their bond and relationship was like instantly. I'm over here like Triller Compound. Because I like pretty much lived there for like a month.
Oh yeah, when
and
you stopped hanging out at our house, you went over there all the time.
All right, stop. Because
can
you
believe Zach broke up with our house to go fucking be with Triller Compound?
What,
like, get it? They have more money and like a bigger house.
Where's the proof? I don't even know what you're talking
what
about.
What do you mean the proof? Your content, bitch. Like your absence, your silence spoke
to
volumes.
To be fair, I got in a relationship. I stopped going anywhere, and then Taylor hit me up one day, and I was like, I guess I'll come over. Taylor like kind of like kidnaps me though, like. Like, anytime I've ever gone to Taylor's house, like, if I'm there, he's, like, he'll convince me, like, yo, stay the night, bruh. And then that turns into, like, a month of me staying the night.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, they're, every single one of them, I'll vouch
he's
for them very heavily.
He's, like, pitching a tent in the backyard.
Literally. No, they're all, like, the best people in the world, actually. Like, very genuine with what they've had, like, comes to them as well, like, as far as success and everything. Mm-hmm. So genuine still.
Yeah. And I love that they actually, like, consistently, like, make content with each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you always see them, like, not even just making, like, two of them together. Like, there's at least, like, 3, 4, 5 of them. Like, a bunch of them. And they do, like, a lot of fun shit together.
Yeah, and they haven't had people, like, come in and out of the house. Like, it's been the same mm-hmm. core group since they started.
Which yeah, is, they got
like,
that little show thing.
Yeah.
Was it an Instagram show?
It was, like, a Facebook show. But they were posting it on their, like, IG.
Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was actually kind of badass though. Like, uh-huh. I was in one
the
of
house they do that as a house that we like looked at when we were looking at houses on the beginning of our house hunt, mm-hmm. and then we couldn't get it because they took it.
It's a pretty badass house. I'm not gonna mm-hmm. lie, pretty badass.
Uh-huh. Facebook budget go crazy. Yeah, so we'll just buy them out.
Yeah. Facebook got money.
Uh-huh. Isn't it Mark mm-hmm. Zuckerberg? Is he the Facebook man?
Yeah.
Mark got the money. Facebook man.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, we have the Sway House.
Sway House. You know what's crazy? Bryce was like, I mean, we don't have like beef anymore, but like it was just like surprising to see him. He was at the house party like here, like really? When I took like because I got blindfolded and walked in, I took it off, and he was the first person I made eye contact with. I was like,
whoa. Was it awkward at all or no?
Nah, he was like smiling, and like like Taylor came and hugged me, and mm-hmm. like I dabbed everybody up, and then like we dabbed each other up, and he was like, happy yeah. birthday, bro. I was like,
oh, that's Bryce. Good.
Aww. It's like Bryce.
Aww. We're conquering our fears.
I was like, oh my god, Bryce.
That's awesome, though. I love that. I think they're all like really nice guys. I've never had a bad experience with any of them.
Yeah.
Same. Who's still in the Sway House? Is it still the same?
I don't think it's still like a Sway
Noah,
House.
Noah, Blake, oh. Bryce.
Is Keo still in it?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Maybe.
I love the Sway House.
I think. What'd you say? I think Griffin's in there still.
Griffin's still.
Yeah.
They're running a little low, but the group they have right now, yeah. like, is very, Blake, like, very genuine.
Blake Gray. Yeah, I think they're all really nice. I've also, like, well, I haven't known them all for a long time, but I feel like I've known Bryce for a long time. Right. And then I've also, like, known Blake for quite a while. And then, yeah, Noah's just, like, a really nice guy.
I've never met him, but I only hear, like, the best things about him. Like, I hear Noah Beck is, like, the sweetest person.
Oh, he's the sweetest.
World.
He's nice. I met him at, I think, Tana's birthday last year.
And he's never drank before.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because if like, I was, like,
if I was Noah
if I had that much clout and, like, all those people eyes on me like that, I'd need a fucking cocktail.
Yeah. I'd be blacking like, out every day.
Like, are you kidding?
I love Josh Richards. I wish he was still, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's, like, killing it. Like,
I've been getting a lot of comments like, oh, you made an appearance on the BFFs pod. And the only reason I would think that I would be on the BFFs pod is that... episode that we put out, like Josh Richards think he's too famous.
I'm talking about them.
So I've been trying to like watch the episodes to try to figure it out, but I haven't been able to find it because their episodes are really long.
I hope not.
It's like an hour and a half long each episode, so I've been like watching them to try to, but I can't.
They don't hate us.
Yeah,
I know. I think that's what it is.
I really hope not.
We're
like, I want to be there. Well, Josh is my friend.
Well, no, I love him. Yeah, but I never met him. I'm like, I love him.
Fry, but I want to meet her. I feel like she's really cool.
Oh, I love her.
Josh did the most randomest thing one night. He posted a story, like, it was, like, probably, like, a year and a half ago, and he was listening to my first song ever, and he doesn't even follow me or nothing, and he, like, posted, like, 3 different Instagram stories listening to it and tagged me. I was like, what? We'll put the story up for the YouTube watchers, maybe. Well, that's fine. But, no, yeah, it was weird. But he's dope. Very nice kid. Very nice kid.
All right.
Now we're rating. Can we rate?
So now we can rate these content houses.
Wait, so are we going off like our personal opinion, like who we like the most, or like the house, like just in general? Like, which, like,
what I'm doing who I like the most.
Personal opinion?
Or actually, just put society Las Vegas down there at the bottom, because I feel like if you're going to be racist and like crazy and stuff like that, you can just go to the bottom no matter what.
Racist and,
the
and crazy.
Don't know can just be above you, because who knows? Maybe they're not racist and crazy.
Which one was the wave house again?
Literally, that's the one that we just like, don't know.
I don't know any of these fucking houses.
So I'm just gonna scratch that one out because that's last on the list. Sorry guys, we're
all right. I have mine.
You have yours. Okay, yeah. Can I borrow your pen?
Yeah. Should I do mine really quick?
Yeah. Tell us where you are placing people and why.
Okay. At the bottom, I have society for obvious reasons. I don't vibe with those women. 8, I have wave. I don't know who they are. But I respect their grind if they have one. 7.
Wow.
7, I have Clubhouse. I don't know who's in Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I like their house. I think it's gorgeous. So they have a nice house. So I guess Clubhouse. 6 is Go House. I don't know who they are, but Amari said that they're nice and they're neighbors. So I have to like them as well. Mm-hmm. 5, we have Triller Compound. I've never met any.
That's fucked up.
I've met Taylor, but in a really awkward setting.
Okay, makes sense.
Oh, it was really awkward and I feel bad. 4, I have Hype House because I love them. But they're just at 4. 3, I love Sway House. So we have Sway House at 3. I was a huge Bryce Hall fan, as everybody knows.
We kind of have like the same almost.
We do? Okay.
Kind of. Less, very similar.
Two, I have Just a House. Love those girls. Mm-hmm. I love how all my reasonings are like, love them. Mm-hmm. Love them. And one, can everyone guess?
Hustle House. No, wait. Society.
Hustle My Hustle House. Boys.
Okay.
Even though I've been like ignoring them for like a week, but like whatever.
I'll be honest with you. Some of these don't have more like more so of a reason. It's just in my eyes, it's like who I liked from the most.
Yeah,
to
that's
the
same
least.
For me.
So at number one, you know what I'm saying? Your boy got to represent. We got Triller Compound.
Mm-hmm.
Woo woo. Mm-hmm. Second, we have Hype House.
Mm-hmm.
Third, we have Sway LA. Oh, now that I'm looking at these answers, I kind of fucked up. Anyways, we got Sway at three. We got Hustle House at four.
Okay.
I couldn't do them too dirty. Okay. They should have been five, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
See, this is why I want them as five, because Just a House is five. I think I would want to switch those.
Yeah.
Six is Go House. Seven is Clubhouse. And then eight is Society Las Vegas. And I scratched out Wave House. I didn't even rock.
I don't know who they are.
Okay. Wow. I just did that really fast.
Go off.
Wait, one, two, three.
Or have I just like six. Eaten Fritos?
I know.
Nine. Okay.
Are we so, munching in the mic?
In the mic.
Look, imagine this. You're like.
It's like ad libs. Okay. So at the very bottom, I have Society House because fuck them. Don't represent Las Vegas and be fucking psycho in my city, bitch. And if Terry hates you, I
bars.
Hate you. Second, we have Wave because, yeah, they're just. I don't know you, but you probably have potential. And then we have Go House because they block a lot of. The roads in our street and make things harder for everyone else. And your Postmates and Ubers come to our house instead of yours. And I just don't really know you guys that much, but you guys are nice and you guys do come over. So we just don't know each other well enough.
Yeah.
And then I put Clubhouse because yeah, they have a nice house. And then I feel like they've also worked with a lot of dope people that I actually really like. So they have a good judge of character.
But they're terrible at business.
So we'll go with that. And then we have Just a House because those girls came from Clubhouse. A lot of them did. And I just love them. They're all like so nice, so sweet. And love a good girl power moment.
Yeah.
And then I have Hustle because, I don't know, they're really nice guys. I feel like I've like bonded with them like enough to put them higher up on the list because Miss Tara likes to bring them over.
Sarah.
And
hang out
with them. And they're all very nice guys. So.
We are.
And then I have the Sway House. Because
Sway for life.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I just really like them and never had any problems with them. And they have made some pretty funny videos and shit. And I've just known some of them for like quite some time. Mm. And then I have Hype House because I'm going with like the original Hype House. Like, I mean, obviously Hype House is much different now, but I feel like the original Hype House was really like inspiring to a lot of people. And like a big reason why Content House is.
That's why I started TikTok, like watching them.
And I just loved like when they were like literally like the like it house. And that was always fun
like
to watch.
Like, if you weren't Hype House, you're fucking lame, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really paved the way for TikTok content houses. And I even love them now. Like, I love Alex Cover so much. I don't know if I've ever even met Vinny. But
I forgot he was in Hype. He's very, like, down to earth. It's, like, weird how down to earth he is. You'd expect, like, Vinny Hacker, a little, like, douchebag. But, like,
and he also just, like, won that fight, which is, like, dope. And then I feel like I've met the rest of them when they live next door to us. So I just like them. And then
hell yeah,
at the top we have the Triller Compound because I just think they're all really dope
number
people.
One,
yeah. Ooh. And yeah, the
Triller
I really
Compound.
Like them all.
Sorry, I'm
they're all here. Very nice people, and I really like how diverse they are.
Yep,
and
wow,
that
was great.
Wow. Comment down below what you guys would rate these houses, or if you want to just rate them 1 out of 10 or put them in order, you can rank them or rate them. Have fun with
that. I
want
to see you guys' orders. Do that.
Yeah, honestly, I'm very interested in what you guys think, and then also fill us in on who some of these people are, like Wave House, like who are they.
Yeah, we don't fucking know.
And because if they're clouded, maybe we need them on as a guest.
We'll apologize and be like, hey, come on.
All right, you guys, with that being said, I think that concludes this episode of Get In Loser. Thank you guys so much for listening and or watching. Remember that audio comes out two days before video. I'm just never going to get this right. But yeah, video comes out 2 days after audio on all podcast streaming platforms. Don't forget to follow us
on
TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, just everything at Get In Loser Pod.
I feel like I say this every single week.
We have a Twitter. You didn't have a Twitter for a really long time.
I started using it again. Tara's World of 2Ds.
I love Twitter. It's one of my
favorites. When I'm sad, I go on Twitter and I tweet really sad things.
Oh,
Yeah.
That's not good. I gained like a lot of knowledge from Twitter, whether it's like news or like just like social media.
Same. Honestly.
So yeah, we love you guys so much. We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
They trying to hit me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.